for calling Magic Machine Company. How can I help you?
Hi, is Maureen there?
This is her.
Hey, Maureen. This is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. Yeah, I tried getting a hold of you the other day, and you told me that you're out with strep. I hope you're feeling better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Catching something with the kids.
Oh, yeah. I know. I hear you. Well, yeah, I'm glad to hear that, you know, you're feeling better, and I just wanted to, you know, touch base with you about, I know those big projects you said you had coming up. I mean, did you guys end up, you know, getting the paperwork done, or where's the whole status?
Actually, what day was it? Let me see. It was back on, yesterday, I believe, or no, Tuesday. Actually, I had the guy come in, and we talked, and he actually has just sent me over some blueprints and whatnot, so we haven't actually... Mm-hmm. gotten, you know, it's set in stone, but he was in and, you know, said that he has some other things we're working on, and then mm-hmm. he brought his other stuff, like I said, so we have a bunch of different stuff going on right now. Nothing is set in stone as of right now, like I said, possibly closer to August.
Okay.
But the bad thing about that is, like, you know, like I said, they're even the guy from, you know, our government contract is like, they move slow as snails. You know,
yeah.
Like, it is just, it's just hard, and you can't push them. But he said that, he said that, you know, like, towards August, but the bad thing with that is that the government that we contract with, their fiscal year ends in September.
Oh, wow.
So, which means, you know, if we get the job in August, like, we have to get all this out by, you know, September, like, contract-wise, because if it doesn't get sent out by the end of the fiscal year, which is the end of September, then they lose that funding that they didn't spend, and then we have to start all over again.
Wow. So,
you know, he's like, they're moving slow as snails, but he's like, but they have to. It's their own deadline. It's not our deadline.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's where he's like, so that's why he came in, like I said, on, was it Monday or Tuesday, and he was like, this is what we're trying to do, and, you know, make sure we can get it done. And I was like, oh, machining-wise, yes, we can get it done. Because I even mentioned him. I said, you know, if need be, like, we are going to get new machines. I said, but I can't go get new machines unless I have this contract.
Yeah.
So spending thousands of dollars on your word, you know, because we've done, we've actually done that before. We've had people call in and say, we're giving you this work, order the parts or the material. We bring in the material, and then they send it somewhere else.
Oh, no.
And so we got stuck with them, and we had no contract. We had no purchase order.
Wow,
and
that's
so
crazy.
Like, and until this day, we still have the material because we special ordered it.
So and you can't reuse it?
Yeah, I mean, we could, but I mean, what are the chances someone else is going to come in and say, hey?
Yeah.
So, but like I said, so we were talking the other day, and I told him, I said, as soon as you give me a contract, I mean, we can start. And so, I mean, we're just still waiting. Like I said, I told him, I said, you need to have this done no later than August because you're giving me 2 months, you know, to get everything I need.
Yeah, and that's pressure on you.
And we've been doing this, talking about this for, I don't even know how many months right now.
Wow.
So, but like I said, we're, you know, I just can't do anything, like I told him, until I have a contract in writing from you guys because I'm talking about possibly thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yeah, and it's to save, you know, your guys' end of it, you know, as well. Like you said, you've dealt with that in the past, and that has happened to you guys.
Yeah.
So it's
and
definitely
it
better
like,
than
it. Huge, but I mean, it was still like a blow. Like there were, he was like, go ahead and work on it. We started working. I had my guys working on it, and then I was like, where's the contract for this? And then he looked into it, and I guess the way the government is, you know, there's engineers that come to us and say, I need you to build these. And then they have to put it through their what's called a TFC, like a buyer.
Oh, okay.
And the buyer sends them out to whichever shops he deems, you know, like, thinks is capable of doing them.
Mm-hmm.
It's stuck in a hard spot, you know.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I call you, or can I put you on hold? I actually have the client calling me on the other side.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Do you want me to just call you back, or?
Danny?
Yes.
Can I get your number? This might be a little while.
Yeah, no problem. I'll give you my direct line. It's 858-779-0424.
0424. Okay. All right. Let me give you a call back.
Yeah, no problem. Okay. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.